decide, we had this discussion before the meeting, a couple of us, did we decide a time, if anybody recalls, to have a joint meeting with the hospital board? Liz, did we send you any information?
We cannot coordinate people's schedules. Debbie's been working, so we're just waiting to hear what is convenient.
Okay, so I guess that was kind of the, what I thought came out of our last meeting. And also, correspondence with our clerk, the appeal hearing date, the second hearing is going to be on November 29th at 3 p.m. Are we going to have a quorum for that?
Looks like it.
Okay, so we're good then?
Yes, I think we're good.
That's it. Steve, your manager's report, please.
Yes, sir. We had two Medicaid cases at Assisted Living that finally came through. We can now backbill for 4 months, which is good news. Sheila is working on the provider re-enrollment with both Medicaid, which is our federal primarily source of money coming in, and General Relief, which is a state agency. Most borough facilities are closed on Thanksgiving, 11/23, so call us if you need something before you come down. Small Business Saturday is being hosted by Katie Eckley. This will be on the 25th of November in the Community Center Gym. Everybody is invited to join in on the shopping fun. This is similar to the Small Business Expo that Parks and Rec used to sponsor. It's one of those things that as we try to find things to, I hate to say cut, but spend less money on and staff time on, this was one that Parks and Rec kind of bowed out of, and we found Katie is going to hand to try to run that. So that's great news that it gets to continue. We've contracted with Devron and Homeport Electronics to take a look at some of the community center's technology issues that we've been having. He's going to take a look at everything and then get a list back to us of what he recommends we do. This is everything from a phone system. Parks and Rec currently is tied, it literally is on the school system's phone system, so the handsets and everything, and it's going away the 31st of December of this year. So we need to figure out what we're going to do for phones at Power and Light, or excuse me, Parks and Rec. We also continue to have issues with the cameras, both in their ability to stream and be viewed on the internet by the staff, as well as storage of the information. Our loudspeaker system has not been working. We've got some issues with the backroom pool controllers not connecting to the right IP addresses, and we're likely going to need to run some new internet wires to the aquatic center so that they're working on the borough's internet instead of a separate system. This goes back, ran some extra wires because the cameras weren't working, that was separate from what the rest of the internet provided was. We've managed to upgrade some of our fiber lines. The belief is we can pull that back in-house and get good service and not have to pay an extra monthly access fee for internet. Our Wi-Fi system at Parks and Rec is spotty at best. He's going to take a look at that, and hopefully all of this should involve us being able to drop a secondary internet feed and pay a little bit less money up there. We have ordered a boom lift from Alaska Fiber to replace some of the Aquatic Center lights that are out until the replacement project can be scheduled. I believe that's supposed to be here coming in this week, and we'll start replacing the lights that we can reach with it, and hopefully keep the light in the pool area bright enough that we don't have to shut the pool down awaiting the project. Congratulations to officers Wachter and Tate. They have returned from the academy training in Fairbanks, finishing one first and second in their class. Family members of both the officers and the borough we sent up, Captain Hamilton, were able to attend the graduation ceremonies and pin their badges on them, and hopefully we keep them both. I think they're both pretty invested in the community, so that's great news. Want to send out our condolences to the family of former District Attorney James Scott. He was our DA for quite a while. He passed away on the 11th of November of this year. The startup for the new, as you heard earlier, the 350 generator is scheduled for kind of the week of December 11th, in that time frame. This is the primary generator that feeds this building, and we knew going in needed to be upgraded and replaced, and thanks to all of the folks who have been involved with that in Power and Light, and Gary Morgan, and whatever contractors. Wanted to thank the line crew and Public Works for all the work they put in on the Christmas decorations. We take it for granted in a lot of ways. We put in, what, roughly a week, Scott, between here and then Public Works, about a week's worth of labor hours for putting the tree up, decorating the tree, all of the electrical work and stuff associated with it. So it's not a cheap undertaking to do it, but happy to make everybody feel more festive. As you heard, our borough electrician, Gary Morgan, has turned in his resignation. He will be leaving on December 8th. He has also said that if the 350 is still in progress, he'll stay, you know, an extra week to help finish it up there. So we'll have that potentially done and in service. Just wanted to thank him for all of his help. The Friends of the Library held their annual general meeting on October 21st. Thanks to all of the Friends for the time they volunteer and the money they raise for Petersburg Libraries. Their monthly book sale continues to have excellent attendance. In addition to supporting many of our youth programming, the Friends also recently made a $4,000 donation to the Story Pole and the Shelter Project that is scheduled for 2018. December programs in the library include lots of kids' activities and both an author event and a painting class with local artist Janine Gibbons. Gloria Ann spent a morning as part of the transition program, which is a statewide thing, with a group of Petersburg High School students explaining the services provided by the Harbor Department. The kids were interested in what skills are needed to work in the various positions. I don't know how many other borough employees, including myself, went over and addressed the group and talked about different jobs in the borough and different jobs that I've held in my life, different job, you know, in the skill sets that they need to have to be able to achieve some of those. Harbor staff is working with 3 search and rescue volunteers to learn how to operate the harbor security boat and get them certified. It's really helpful to have a few more operators available for emergencies when needed. The Public Works staff completed the pipe work on the Pump Station 7 Force Main on November 9th. It's in service and is working well. We're pretty much done with the cleanup that we can do in the wintertime because of freezing weather. Definitely we'll be back in the spring to dress it up, patch driveways with concrete, and make sure that it's up to our normal standards. We just ran out of time, and when we tried to dress it up, the ground had already frozen, and it doesn't dress well when it comes up in chunks. Wanted to also recognize the City and Borough of Wrangell's Public Works Department for allowing us to borrow their pipe fusion machine when our rented machine failed in the middle of the project. Water staff recently had the Alaska Rural Water Association technicians in Petersburg to test and certify various backflow prevention that are part of our water system. The Rural Water Association provides a service at a discount to its members, which saves the water utility money annually. Rainforest contractor subcontractor Reed Brothers Construction completed the demolition at the retaining wall. You heard a little bit of that earlier, and thank you for the award on that, and we will get started with them as soon as we can get a signed contract. And the remodeled building for Power and Light is going well. We're moved off of demolition and to make way for the new footings for the front of the building and the new parking lot retaining wall at the back of the building. Chris Giannotti, the structural engineer with P&D Engineers, recently visited the site to inspect the new beams that will carry the second floor corner above the building cutout. He was happy with the contractor's work so far. So it's looking good. Yeah, and I'm done. Unless there's questions.
Any questions of the manager's report?
Yes, I just had one.
Member Castro.
You mentioned how we purchased a boom truck from Alaska Fiber. Are you renting it from Tyler, or did we buy it?
We're renting. I mean, we needed a propane powered one. We can't put a diesel inside that building because of the fumes. So we had to get a propane powered that also had the lift or the reach to get to some of those lighting fixtures. Okay. So, no, we don't own one.
Interesting. Cool. Thank you.
Any other questions? Jeff, you have any questions of Steve's report?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. I have one question. This contract with Homeport Electronics, that's just to give an analysis of what needs to be done?
At this point, yes.
Okay.
If I may respond.
Go to a bid after that? Or will it just be awarded to...
If I may speak to that.
Yes.
In this current budget year, we were authorized to hire an IT person. We've never done that. I'm sure Jody resents me like all hell for not doing that. We've tried to spend it locally and avoid adding a person to staff, to be honest with you. So we've used Devron in quite a bit. He's gone into the server room and moved stuff around for us. We can clearly put it out for bid, but traditionally what I would do here is once he gives us a report, if it's within our budget or in a spending thing, I would authorize it. I have a feeling this is stuff that's probably going to have to be budgeted for next year, that we don't have it, and so in which case it'd be in front of the assembly as a, you know, built into next year's budget. Again, I don't know that until I see what he finds. But.
Yeah, I was just curious.
Sure.
The scope of the work and the cost associated with it is all.
I don't know yet. I'm hoping it's not a big deal, but it may not be.
So any other questions of the manager? Seeing none, we'll move on. Unfinished business. The ordinance for third and final reading. This is ordinance 2017-13, an ordinance providing for repeal of chapter 3.16 of the code of the former city of Petersburg, now service area 1. I'll entertain a motion to approve this or adopt this ordinance in its third and final reading.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Stanton Gregor, seconded by Member Strand to approve or adopt ordinance 2017-13 in its first reading. Any discussion?
And it's
just Member for those.
Gregor.
Thank you. Just for those listening at home, this is more or less us doing some housekeeping, cleaning up language because it says it's no longer needed for the borough municipal code.
And this is in regards to the IT position, is not. Did I read that right? Or
yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. So any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2017-13 passes unanimously in its third and final reading. There's also an ordinance for second reading. This ordinance 2017-15. This is an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2018 budget for known changes. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this ordinance.
So move.
Second.
Motion has been made by Member Strand, seconded by Member Castro to adopt ordinance 2017-15 in its second reading. Is there any discussion? Just for the people listening, if adopted, it will spend down remaining reserve from the road special reserve fund to pay for the asphalt crutching project. This was approved by the Assembly in September. It will also reduce the police department payroll expense due to the loss of airport security officer revenue from the state, and therefore a reduction in a police officer position. It will also add $39,500 to Petersburg Municipal Power and Light budget for superintendent recruiting costs. Will increase budgeted funds to pay for the Petersburg Municipal Power and Light 350 generator replacement. That was budgeted last year but not paid for. We'll budget for the Rasmussen grant awarded to the library and the expense incurred for the Story Totem Pole. We'll budget from the Economic Fund the local cost sharing for development of Scow Bay Turnaround that was approved by the voters. And it will add $60,000 to contingency money for the Petersburg Municipal Power and Light headquarters building remodel. And it was unanimously approved in its first reading. So if there's no other discussion, will the clerk call the roll? Is there any other discussion? Looking around the room, I see none. Mindy?
Nancy?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Kurt?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes. Okay, ordinance 2017-15 passes unanimously. Now, under new business is our unfinished business, 17-302, Petersburg Municipal Power Light Superintendent Recruitment Process. I'd entertain a motion to approve this process.
So move.
Second.
Motion been made by Member Morrell, seconded by Member Walhooter. Is there any discussion? And then I guess we need to, is it too soon to pick the first two assembly members, Steve, or do we need to go do that today?
It'd be wonderful to have the first two.
Okay, and then we could discuss the other two.
Yes, sir.
Farther on. And I had one question about this process. When all the groups get together to discuss the candidate for this position, is that going to be an executive session?
I think we're going to have to do it that way.
Yeah.
I haven't spoke to Sarah yet, mm-hmm. and it may, you know, clearly our backup plan would be to kick at least one assembly member off the group so we're not an official meeting. But I think it can be done in executive session.
I was wondering if that had been discussed. It seemed like...
Yeah, I have not done that with the attorney yet, but we're assuming we can. We'll run it by her before we get to that point. And like I said, if worst case scenario, we would ask one of the four assembly members to bow out, so we stay at three.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? I would, I guess we could read through it for the people listening. To start the process, Manager Giesbrecht, Clerk Thompson, and Deputy Clerk Swihart will screen the resumes that are sent in. Second step, Manager Giesbrecht, Clerk Swihart, and two assembly members will conduct initial screening by Skype. Manager Giesbrecht, the third step, Manager Giesbrecht, Deputy Clerk Swihart, and two assembly members will identify top candidates for a visit to town. During a visit, a board interview with two different assembly members, two department heads, and Deputy Clerk Swihart will take place. And during the visit, an individual interview will take place with Manager Giesbrecht. And then six, the entire group gets together to discuss who to offer the job to and outline the details of any job offer. So, with that being said, who would be willing to be on the list of the first two assembly members? Grant?
Question, when do you think that this first meeting might occur?
We've got some local candidates, and we have some people from the outside world. But I can tell you that we don't have a large number of either yet. We had set a deadline of December 1st as a cutoff, so we'll see over the next week or so. If I don't see an awful lot of stuff coming in, we might want to extend that. Mindy's going to look at some of our ads run out. You know, we ran them for 30 days, so we'll look at that first. My hope was that we'd be doing these kind of interviews the first or second week of December. We might have to push that till after the holiday if we need to get more resumes in. I mean, but so I know I'm not being super specific, but.
Member Burrell?
Oh, I was just going to say, is that why you're kicking me? I'd be interested in being.
Volunteer.
Yeah, one of the two, either first or second, I don't care, you know, in the interview process. But
well, we have two that put their name in that could be for the first, Member Strand and Member Burrell.
Would you, Mayorson, would you mind me kind of talking a little bit about the difference between the two aspects? I mean, that may help.
No.
The initial screening, I look at often, is a technical thing. Is that the opportunity to kind of make sure that these people have the requisite skills to be for us to spend money to bring them to town. The second one, when they're here, is more of a fit and feel type thing. Do they fit our community? Do they fit the people that, you know, the staff? Yes, still you touch on technical stuff, but that first screening interview is often the best time to make sure that we're not wasting money by bringing somebody here that absolutely just doesn't have the skills to do the job. So I don't know if that helps any of the assembly members to know the difference. You know, but requisite skills are also project management, those other things too. It's not just technical electric skills. But that's kind of how I do these. You want to screen them off on the technical stuff so we're not spending a bunch of money bringing them here. And then that second time is, it's all about, do they fit in, you know, in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the explanation. Any questions of this process or of Steve?
No, just wanted to thank Member Morrell and Member Strand for volunteering to do that. Thank you.
I was just going to note that with this intense of an effort, it can be really well assured that this will be a very transparent process.
That's good. Yep, very good. So we need a, will the clerk call the roll on the vote to approve this procedure?
Kurt?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Brandy?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Eric?
Yes.
Okay, this passes unanimously. We'll move on to new business. Future planning, item A, 17-299. The manager has proposed some future planning ideas. I'd entertain a motion to approve this suggestion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made by Member Stanton Greger, seconded by Member Castro. Discussion. And what this is, for the people listening, is the manager has proposed this effort to gather information from the community on ways to reduce costs and or increase revenues. And he suggested this approach. This is the timeline. Advertise these meetings, November to December. And these would be public meetings. Conduct the meetings and manage the email submissions in January. Build a list of suggestions in February. Research impacts of implementation of suggestions in February. Publish results to the public in February. Assembly to prioritize items from the list in March. Hold public hearings with the assembly March and April. And schedule implementation, if that's what the assembly desires, of these ideas approved by the assembly. Member Stanton Greger.
Just wanted to recognize Steve and your staff for putting the effort into this and encourage all members of the public to participate, give feedback. Help is the short answer. So thank you guys for your efforts.
Member Morrell.
Yeah, I wanted to basically say the same thing as Jay. I think this is a great idea. Gives the community a chance to speak their mind and mm-hmm. weigh in on things. And
thank you.
About it.
Member Walhooter.
And one way that the community can get involved in this is either come by the city office or go on to the Pittsburgh website and get the get this little printout that Jody, you know, worked on where our general fund revenues come from. It's a really simple one page. And then on the back of that page is a general fund expenditures. So you'll have some idea where your money is coming from and where your money goes. So I would encourage everybody to look at that before they come to those meetings so that you have some idea what's happening there.
Through the mayor, but yes. I may just, and thank you very much, Kurt, Brandy, Jay. I do want to say one thing about the general fund versus enterprise funds. Enterprise funds is where we're hurting the most. I think that's a standard message. We've talked about it for a while. It's where we're most limited in our ability to deal with stuff. But I don't want folks to not think of ideas to save on the enterprise funds. I want to encourage people to bring us ideas on everything. The reason for that is the enterprise funds are all about cost of living. And your power bill goes up, your water prices go up, your garbage rates go up. It costs people more money to live here. So despite what my enterprise fund department heads would love it to be, I do pressure them on saving money because it's a cost of living thing. I mean, we can fix a budget problem in power and light by raising the rates. It takes 3 votes to the assembly and away you go. But then it's suddenly more expensive for everybody who lives here. So when we start talking about ways to save money, I am not limiting it to just general fund, although clearly that's where we have the biggest challenge. I do look at enterprise funds, and you know, we try to make sure that that's as big an issue in some ways because it does come right out of people's pocketbooks. So again, thank you, Kurt, for that. But I do want people to give us ideas on the enterprise funds as well.
Just one more follow-up there, Steve. So we had talked about this earlier. So these three different meetings that you're going to have, they're going to be very specific departments that we're going to talk about, right? We're not going to like just do a real general thing. We'll say, let's talk about public works, or let's talk about public safety, or let's talk about community other services like such as library and community gym and that sort of stuff.
Honestly, I'm not sure yet. Okay. I want it as broad as we can make it. I don't want to discourage people to. Because we can get interesting ideas from people that have no idea that they have an idea. So if I limit it to this meeting is only about public works, mm-hmm. I'm afraid it'll stifle some of that, you know, creative juices among people. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it's a pretty broad thing. We may do one meeting and see how it goes and say, okay, that was just way too broad. We need to invite people to come down and talk about just the enterprise funds. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I haven't. You know, my fault. I haven't gotten to that point yet, other than we would something that worked really, really well during our comprehensive plan was the consultants, and they put poster board up all around the room. Public Works, Power and Light, and I'm making this up, Harbor. Mm-hmm. And they encouraged people to write their idea on a sticky note and stick it to the wall. And, you know, the secret there is making sure we have a way to get back in touch with people to say, please decipher your idea for us so we can get enough details to scope it out. But we might try that the first time, where we literally just, it's opened up on anything, and come in and put your sticky note on the wall. It tells us what you think is a good idea, and then we go back in and say, okay, let's figure out what this person meant. And then the second sets of meetings might be more specific. Hey, we got a bunch of ideas in Power and Light. We need to get more information. Or we got a bunch of information on Parks and Rec, whatever. I think at least up front, the best way we can do this is to be allow it to be really broad, and then figure out from there if we need to get more specific as we get into it. I also want to make it as informal as we possibly can. I hear from people all the time, this meeting scares people. Okay, they don't want to come and talk because it's very formal. So I'm going to try to go the other way with this and make it very, very informal. And hopefully that encourages people to come in and open up. May or may not. We'll see. So
it'll flesh itself out, I think, by the time we get there. Thanks.
Yeah, and I think this is a good approach, Steve, to hopefully and get the public involved. And one thing I didn't read, I just kind of summarized the lead into the timeline, but the idea would be to conduct three open house type events for the public over the span of the month of January. Leading up to these, they would advertise the events and encourage participation of the community. We would also set up an email address, which will be petersburgplan@petersburgak.gov for folks to send in their ideas if they could not attend the meeting. So if you're interested in participating in this, keep an eye out for things in the newspaper or listen on the radio for this to be advertised. So, is there any other discussion? All those in favor of moving forward with this plan, say aye.
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 Okay. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Steve, for doing that. Next item on the agenda is 17-300, payment in lieu of taxes, Secure Rural Schools funding support letter. Should this letter be sent also... should also be sent to our federal delegation is one of my questions, but this is a letter that was drafted and sent to us, so if I'm not mistaken, we're just passing this along. So should we send this letter to the list of people at the four on the top of the letter and maybe to our delegation as well?
Can we do this in the form of a motion or no?
Just should we send a letter? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, we will send the letter. Can you bow to our delegation on that, too, Mindy, please? Okay, next item on the agenda is communications. Is there any communications that anybody has received? Seeing none. Assembly discussion items, recognitions. Are there any recognitions by anybody? Member Castro?
Yes. And I'd like to recognize the efforts of five fire department volunteers who graduated from the ETT certification courses last week. These folks, including Sandy Dixon and many current EMS volunteers, spent the last couple months giving up their weekends and hours following their regularly scheduled work week. The community is much better off thanks to your efforts.
Thank you for that recognition. Member Strand, you have?
Once again, I'd like to recognize the fire department for their prompt response to the latest boat fire. People are leaving heaters on their boats to keep them warm, and apparently they're catching fire. But the fire department is on the spot.
Yeah, very good. Member Stan Greger.
I would like to ask members of the community to seriously consider putting your name in for the hospital board. I'm of the opinion that that board is of critical importance right now, with the hospital having many issues in their long-range planning, and good, thoughtful people are welcome. So please give it some consideration.
Any other recognitions? Seeing none, we'll move to the next item, which is B. And Member Mucci, this is marine passenger fee. You asked to have this on here. Would you like to speak to this?
Sure, just a little bit, Mr. Mayor. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the senior citizen sales tax exemptions and the possibility of this marine passenger fee. And over the last couple of weeks, it's appeared to me that those two items need to be separated. And so at the next meeting, I'll have some more information regarding this marine passenger fee for discussion at the council or at the assembly level, and with the possible idea of putting together a community group that would look into this marine passenger fee and see the pluses and the negatives to the community of Petersburg and some of the impacts it could have to the cruise ships industry, the visitor industry in Petersburg. So I just wanted to let you know that I haven't forgot about this. This is not, it's still on the radar, and I'll have some more information, and hopefully it'll be a discussion item at the next assembly meeting.
Thank you, Member Mucci. And another thing, I was thinking about this when I was going over the agenda and saw this topic under discussion, and then reading the front page of the last Petersburg Pilot, we talked, you know, we talked at the last meeting about forming a tax committee. Well, I think before we, this is just my opinion, before we ask for letters of people that want to be on this committee, maybe we should, you know, pick a date, form an ad hoc committee, and give them specifics. Does that sound like an idea, assembly members, or should we just let them run rampant and come back with 1,000 ideas? Or should there be specific ideas we should ask them, this ad hoc committee, to address? Member Stan Greger, I know you're passionate about this idea.
Okay.
I could tell by the look on your face.
I think it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Kind of like Manager Giesbecht was talking about before, even in terms of community discussion, I like the idea of painting with a broad brush, because some people have really creative ideas that could be worthwhile pursuing. So there's that side of the coin where I think we can get, it's good to think outside the box, and having rigid criteria for that could be limiting. And then the flip side is, as you verbalized, was you could come back with 1,000 ideas and not know which way to go. So I think it's six and one, half a dozen of the other. I'm good either way.
Okay, because I've read that in the paper, and then I haven't seen anything advertised where we're asking for people to sit on a committee of this fashion, have we yet?
Not to my knowledge. I'm not sure. I'd have to ask Debbie where that stands. I think Jeff was still talking about that, and I wasn't sure if the assembly had weighed in to say you wanted us all to advertise and start this process, or if that was going to be something the chamber or another group. So yes, if the assembly wants me to advertise for this, we'll make it happen.
So, Member Mucci, do you
Mr.
think?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
So, you know, my intention is to at least look at the marine passenger fee aspect of things. I'd like to see at least some discussion at the assembly level to see if we would want to put a notice out to the community that we were looking for some community input from community members who might have some ideas about this marine passenger fee. I think the senior citizen tax exemption and the marine passenger fees are two different ideas. And right now I'm just concerned with the marine passenger fees and the impact it could have for the community, and look at any other impacts it might have in the community, whether it's going to deter visitors from coming to Petersburg or the Petersburg borough. But my intention was to see if there was any interest at the assembly level to put a notice out to the community to try and get a a group of individuals, business people, and private citizens from around the community and the borough to help us, or help me, or help the assembly decide if this would be a good thing for the assembly of Petersburg, for the borough. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can see where they should be separated, and maybe from your conversation here, you would rather see more of a marine passenger fee committee than just go with the general tax committee?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, well, Ed, you're going to bring this up at the next meeting, correct? Or would, should we have it as an action item, or do you think you'll have enough ideas for us to move forward with it?
I'll have some ideas. We could put it on there as an action item, Mr. Mayor, and we could see what the assembly wants to do, and I guess we could sort it out that first meeting in December, I guess.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mr. Mayor, would this be something that, and Jeff, this is also directed to both of you guys, would this be something that might just come out with these town hall meetings, so to speak, you know, these informal meetings, and, you know, like after the first meeting, we might find that there's a real interest for that, and that we might be able to have just a group spur off on that. I mean, that would that
it's possible.
Would that help us, you know, maybe kind of come up with a better idea instead of see where we're headed?
Good thought.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Member Mucci.
I think there's some interest at the local level with some of the our business owners who deal with the visitor industry, and we could certainly it would probably come up in later meetings, but I'm just trying to start out why we wouldn't want to just look at it right now and see the effects it could have as opposed to waiting until March or April. I mean, I think the marine passenger fee is something that if we all thought it was a good thing to get on board with, that we could kind of work to kind of put it all together so that it would be implemented in the upcoming visitor industry season.
Okay. Thank you. Member Stanton Greger?
Yeah, I tend to agree with Member Mucci. I'd like to see it as an action item for the next meeting.
Yeah, I feel the same way, and then it can morph off into these town hall meetings, too, if necessary. So, all right, Jeff, we'll try to get something on the next, or we will get something on the next agenda to discuss in the assembly to take action or not. So thanks.
Yep, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And item C, budget.
It's already been brought up, so I'm just going to...
Okay.
Yep.
I guess I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.